This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. presidential candidates and the surrogates have been making a final hard push before tomorrow's election day. At a campaign rally, U.S. President Donald Trump says that there are plenty of reasons to not vote for his Democratic rival, Joe Biden.
Nobody in this group is voting for this guy. Nobody. He's not qualified. You know, he wasn't qualified in primetime. You know, 25 years ago, he wasn't qualified because he was never known as being the brightest bulb in the lot.
At a drive-in voter mobilization event in Philadelphia, the former Vice President Joe Biden says this is a particularly important election.
This campaign has been unlike any other campaign in history. There's one thing that remains the same. We have to earn our democracy. We have to get out and vote.
And what happens on election day will do, to some degree, determine how much more hot and nasty the world's climate will likely get. That's according to experts. The day after the presidential election, the United States formally leaves the 2015 Paris Agreement to fight climate change. A year ago, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration notified the United Nations that America is exiting the climate agreement, and because of technicalities and the international pact, November 4th is the earliest a country can withdraw, a day after the November 3rd elections. The U.S. will be the first country to quit the 189-nation agreement, which has countries make voluntary, ever tighter goals to curb emissions of heat-trapping gases. Former Vice President Joe Biden has pledged to put the country immediately back in the Paris Agreement, which does not require congressional approval. Experts say 3 months from November to January's inauguration with the U.S. out of the climate pact will not change the world. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the government's top infectious diseases in the U.S. is cautioning that the U.S. will have to deal with a whole lot of hurt in the weeks ahead due to the surging coronavirus cases.
Dr. Anthony Fauci tells the Washington Post the country could not possibly be positioned more poorly to stem the rise in COVID-19 infections as more people gather indoors during the colder fall and winter months. Fauci says the U.S. will need to make an abrupt change in public health precautions.
That is AP correspondent Ben Thomas. Iran's Air Force has begun an annual drill with its aging fleet of U.S. and Russian-made jet fighters, taking part alongside locally made drones and other aircraft. That's according to a report Monday by state television. The drill will see forces from 8 air bases take part over 2 days in exercises that include missile firing and mid-air refueling. This is the second drill Iran has held since a decade-long U.N. arms embargo on Iran that barred from purchasing foreign weapons like tanks and fighter jets expired earlier in October. Iran reportedly is interested in purchasing new aircrafts as it still flies U.S. F-14 Tomcats alongside F-4s and F-5s dating back to before the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Rescuers continue to dig through the ruins of flattened buildings as the death toll from Friday's quake off the Turkish coast surpassed 60 in the hope of finding survivors in the rubble fades. Turkey is crossed by fault lines and is prone to earthquakes. In 1999, two powerful quakes killed 18,000 people in northwestern Turkey. Friday earthquake, which the Istanbul base Kandili Institute said had a magnitude of 6.9, was centered in the Aegean Sea, northeast of Samos. And just recapping top stories, what happens a day after Election Day will, in some degree, determine how hot and nasty the world's climate will likely get, according to experts. The day after the presidential election, which occurs on November 3rd, tomorrow, the United States formally leaves the 2015 Paris Agreement to fight climate change a year ago. U.S. President Trump's administration notified the United Nations that America is, in fact, exiting that agreement. And because of technicalities and the international pact, November 4th is the earliest a country can actually withdraw. The U.S. will be the first country to quit the 189-nation agreement. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Hits. on VOA 1.
These rooms got a lot of space, crowded but a lonely place. Sitting at a table full of double dates, and everywhere I go I wanna see your face. Pictures, I'm reminded of good times, how we tried it. Don't know how to get you out of my head, I don't have it in me to deny it. Does everybody know something I don't? And I wonder how to keep a good thing going.
Shaka. Wish I could get a little more drunk so I could uncover you at 5 in the morning. I would unfold you, but some things you can't undo. I wish I could unkiss the room full of strangers so I could unspike you, unlose my temper. But some things you can't undo. And when I lose you, wish I could unlove you,
VOA 1, sometimes we wish we could undo things or unsay things. She wishes she could unlove you and be undrunk, and that is Fletcher on VOA 1. Before that, A.J. Mitchell, All My Friends, we're all here together for another hour on VOA 1 for the hits, and please do check us out on Facebook. Go to VOA 1 The Hits on Facebook for the Corona Check-In Question of the Day or to register to receive your VOA 2021 calendar. There are just a matter of weeks now left in 2020. We're already here in November. Up next, One Republic.
Would you rescue me? Would you get my back? Would you take my call when I start to crack? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself? When I need your love, if I need your help, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? We don't talk much, not anymore. Broken bottles and slamming doors, but we still care about each other. Say we care about each other. I know life took us far away, but I still dream about the good old days when we took care of each other. We were living for each other, but would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself? When I need your love, if I need your help, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you give me? Take my call when I start to crack. Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself? When I need your love, if I need your help, would you rescue me? Would you rescue
it's
me?
It's new music right here on VOA 1.
I hope that your head come on with
you. This my way, do it like that, and I. a Doja Cat, call me Elgato. I'm the big boss and I got big bread. I'm getting big headed and I like good head. I'm not cheap, baby, and I'm sure not selfish. Shaking like Elvis down the broke my pelvis. Jumping off the top rope, got them tag teaming. Putting on a show, I got the whole crowd screaming. Push you with the bread, I'm like a top notch freak. Act like I'm a treat when a dog see me. Like a thief in the night, it like she stole my green. Got me walking off the scene like a hole in my jeans.
Gucci.
Doja Cat, Gucci Mane, something new, just like that on VOA 1. I'm Larry London. These guys are everywhere. They just put out a brand new song, too, and the new album as well, which is an EP ahead of the actual album that's coming out. They are BTS, and the army is just crazy about BTS. Can't get enough of BTS. There's 100 million fans around the world for this K-pop group. Seven guys, BTS, Dynamite.
It's the hits, only the Voice of America.
Still. we was kids. We ain't gon' stay on top and break the rules. I fill my mind up with ideas. Cases fumes. She fill my mind up with ideas. I'm the highest in the room. Hope I make it out of here.
Scott, highest in the room on VOA1. And before that was Khalid with Normani, Love Lies. My name's Larry London. I'm not lying when I tell you, you can slow the spread of coronavirus. There are, 45, 47 million cases right now around the world of this deadly virus. And if you would just wear your face mask, maintain social distance, and wash your hands frequently, we could slow the growth down. We could reduce the daily number that is contributing to so many millions, so many tens of millions of people who are affected by coronavirus right now. Those are only the folks who have been tested. Can you imagine how many more there are that haven't been tested? Please do your part. Face mask, hand washing, and social distancing. This is VOA1, the hits.